Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood.
Hey everybody, welcome to another First Run Bald Movies. Tonight, we've got another suburb blockbuster for you. Spider-Man Homecoming, directed by John Watts and starring a bunch of nobodies. Yeah, I mean, all
That's what I'd call it, yeah. Michael Keaton, nobody.
Well, all of the titular heroes and accoutrements there for, I've never heard of any of them before. Huh, I've never heard of John Watts before. He directed Cop Car. Kevin Bacon vehicle, furthering the 6 degrees of bacon.
Kevin Bacon drives a cop car?
He does. He does. And a cop mustache. And Clown, some 2014 horror film. And he got tapped to direct Spider-Man. How did he do?
I think he did really well. I'm super impressed by this movie.
Same here. Like, okay. I feel like I'm running out of superlatives on some of these comic book movies, but... Jesus Christ, Marvel can't fail.
No, there have been so many good ones, even just this year, right?
Yeah.
Like Guardians 2, Wonder Woman, this.
That's a DC flick, but sure, yeah.
Oh, I just mean superhero movies in general. Tons of good ones.
Yeah. And this was... So what's your relationship with the Tobey Maguire era, Sam Raimi, Spider-Man trilogy?
I saw the first two. Didn't bother on three.
You didn't miss much.
Yeah. And then I didn't see any of the James Franco.
James Garfield.
Yeah, Garfield ones. I didn't see any.
I've seen all...
Andrew Garfield, yeah.
Andrew Garfield.
Not James.
Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
He's named after Cat. I've seen all the Spider-Man directed by Sam Raimi, and I thought the first one was great. It's a great Spider-Man origin story. I thought the second one was one of the best. It's top five comic book movies of all time. The third one... It's got some charm, but it's largely a phoned in wasted effort. All the Garfield ones sucked, in my opinion. I saw the first one and I thought it was terrible. And then I was talking to David Chin this weekend, and he said the second one was even worse. And we got this one, which I thought they did a lot of smart things in this movie. They didn't try to reboot Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Just this is Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There are notable differences between him and, like, the real Spider-Man. I saw some people online were getting pissed that, like, you know, this seem, there's no Uncle Ben. How is Spider-Man going to know? With great power comes great responsibility. I don't know, because his mentor is Tony Stark, but it works. It's cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
Like we have that perfect version of that classic, straight out of the mythos Spider-Man. I don't know that we need another. And also, I don't know why I feel that way about Spider-Man, but I'm pissed that what's-his-face turns Superman into a killing machine. Mm-hmm. Like I've got the Richard Donner Supermans. Why do I need, like, the big blue Boy Scout every single movie?
Better suit?
Maybe that's just like a more fundamental betrayal of his character, whereas this Spider-Man, I felt very much like it's the spirit. Maybe even
absolutely.
If it didn't follow beat for beat the Marvel origin story, then this is still the best. This is the best Spider-Man Peter Parker ever. It really helps that he's an actual high school teenager.
Yeah, totally. You know, it's interesting watching this movie. I could not. Warning. You cannot unhear what I'm about to say, and you cannot unsee what I'm about to tell you.
Already?
No, okay. Spoilers. Okay. Just who this actor is in this movie. He is 20% Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
80% Michael J. Fox.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And now go watch this movie again, go to the theater, get another ticket, and you will not be able to unsee that.
Because Tom Holland, the young man in question, I felt like there's several points in the movie where I felt like he had really studied up on the Tobey Maguire.
Absolutely.
Because he still got that really earnest, you know, kind of all-American inflection. I don't know, you can't put your, it's like, you know, trying to describe apple pie to a man without taste buds.
Right.
It's a fool's errand.
Yeah.
It's a fool's errand. But that's
it. But I know
it.
What you mean, yeah.
Yeah, but you're right.
And then the other part of him is this, like, barely corked bottle of energy.
Yes.
That just wants to explode on the screen. And that's...
Yes.
I just felt that viscerally the whole movie.
Yeah.
And they gave him the same, like, very similar Michael J. Fox from like Back to the Future moments.
Right.
Like the heroic shots up on his face.
Right.
The reveals of like, whoa, this is so cool.
Right.
Like just the, I don't know. I kept seeing it over and over in this movie.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's great. The villain, you know, Michael Keaton as the Vulture.
Reprising his role as Birdman, right?
It's so good. It's so good because that he also like really brings it in this film, I thought.
He does.
I want to get into spoilers, but I don't. The costume design as a comic book fan,
yeah,
brought tears to my eyes. Like they played homage to the stupid neck fringe of the Vulture. Like the Vulture's one of the goofier of Spider-Man's enemies,
huh.
But he's badass in this film. He's recognizably the Vulture, but in a very like, okay, this is what an old guy would kind of cobble out of alien technology. It's very Rocketeer. And it's just amazing. And he's a really good villain. And the things get personal between him and Spider-Man very mm-hmm. early, which I didn't suspect. I thought, you know, as I was watching the initial part of the film, it's like, I wonder how they're going to establish, you know, any kind of like rivalry
mm-hmm.
here. And they did. They did because yeah. these fucking guys at Marvel are geniuses.
it's really good. I do like the way they did it.
I also thought it was so clever how they're able to get a lot of Robert Downey Jr. in the film without a lot of Robert Downey Jr. in the film.
Yeah.
Like this guy probably showed up for half a day filming and maybe a full day's worth of voice work. And he's a big part of the film, but like, you know, if Robert Downey Jr. can do this for the next 15 years and cash checks, if Marvel will have him and he'll have Marvel and not break a sweat.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And they brought a bunch of other surprises from mm-hmm. the Marvel Cinematic Universe from the very beginning and like
I really enjoyed those.
Yeah, it's just really really good. It's funny, it's wholesome, it's action packed. It's got like the other thing that I continue to be amazed by is how they keep coming up with distinctive and interesting visually set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah. This movie definitely has a style all its own, too. Like, there's a scene toward the end that I feel like kind of defines the look of this movie, which was a very unexpected look, and we'll get into it a little bit more in the spoilers. I'll explain what I mean. But
okay.
It was not what I necessarily thought of as Spider-Man, but now I sort of do.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know. It was a great looking movie as well.
The other I also liked during the very initial opening, they do a big orchestrative mix of the classic Spider-Man yeah. theme.
Yep.
Spider-Man,
that one, yeah.
And it took me a couple seconds before I recognized it, but that felt right too. Like they just did a good job. Even like I felt like Sony and Marvel shared the screen.
Yeah.
I still think Marvel flexed on them a little bit. We'll talk about that in the spoiler section.
Yeah, they needed it, though. I mean,
yeah.
Spider-Man was going downhill fast, you know?
Yeah. You know what? What it felt like with the whole... Because what happens is, like, Sony gets in there, and, like, it's a Sony picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Sony's like the deadbeat dad that takes off when a kid's like 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone all through his high school years. Kids like scrapes together, gets scholarships, gets a great college education, is about to enter the job market, and his fucking drunk dad shows up at his commencement ceremony, and he's the one cheering and clapping the loudest.
Like the villain from the Ninjago Lego movie.
Right, right. And it's like, oh God, what does this guy want? And then yeah. Marvel comes in. He's the adopted stepdad, has been there for him. He's like, you know what? It's cool. He's your father, you know. Take what you can out of the relationship. That's what the different jockeying of the credit sequence I felt like. Like, you know, Marvel's like, yeah, fine, open the movie.
Yeah.
Who gives a
you
shit?
You want first billing, no one you will, got it.
By the time we start rolling Thor and Iron Man and right. you're, no one's gonna remember
Trust
you.
Trust me, nobody's thinking Sony at the end of this movie.
Right. I don't know. Should we put the is it worth saying for the end credits stuff in the non spoiler or should we consider should that be a club member?
I can tell you the answer. The answer is always no. The answer is absolutely always no. I don't stay for them
Did
anymore.
You not stay?
I do
you
not stay for those.
Son of a bitch.
Never.
You son of a bitch.
All right, I get on the podcast and I ask you what happened.
I'm going to save it for the club then. I'm going to because that's certainly a spoiler.
And I do have some minor
gripes. It's a Marvel movie, you know. Oh, me too. Yeah. Me too.
There's I have minor ones.
Even as I admire a certain set piece, there was problems I had with it.
Absolutely. Couple of plot things that I have minor gripes with. But okay. Overall, just a fantastically fun and enjoyable movie.
Right. Okay. So
let me ask you real quick before we get into spoilers. Mm-hmm. This Guardians, Wonder Woman, how would you rank those?
Guardians, Wonder Woman, Home, and Spider-Man?
Those are the only ones we've seen this year,
oh
right?
Oh, my God.
Maybe I should go first because I think I have
Deadpool. Deadpool's last year.
I think it was last year, okay. Yeah. I think this actually topped out Guardians because I had a pretty big problem with the plot in Guardians 2.
What was that?
I don't want to necessarily get... I'm sure everybody's seen Guardians 2 by now.
Okay,
because
did you talk about it on the podcast?
I did,
okay, I'll
yeah.
just listen to the podcast.
Okay.
There you go. I'll just roll tape on our conversation.
Right. Sales pitch.
It's close, but I mean, I feel like the degree of difficulty on Spider-Man, which has been... really, really worn thin in mm-hmm. the public's imagination, and you know, but also like the degree of difficulty of nailing it because people are so familiar with this character, mm-hmm. and like even if you're not a Spider-Man fan, you kind of know his basic shtick. It's the same as like Batman, like Spider-Man. Spider-Man is of all the Marvel characters has the closest to a Batman / Superman public consciousness reach.
Yeah.
And he has. He started off strong. But he's been driven into the dirt of recent years. And there, I remember even this last weekend at the Game of Thrones convention, I had several conversations with fans. You know, it just gets nerdy, and people are like, I don't even know if I'm looking forward to Spider. I mean, it's like, you know, there's been Spider-Man.
And,
it's really hard because they're different films, but I think Spider-Man's probably the best one.
Yeah, I think so. It's close.
Yeah.
I mean, Guardians 2 was super enjoyable as well, but I think I'd probably give it to Spider-Man.
And I don't know whether they actually own this child. Tom Holland was like they own him, in a very uh-huh. real indentured
like in the way they own
slavery kind
Robert
of
Downey Jr. Yeah.
I don't think they own him.
They used to.
I feel like if this is the shoulders of the franchise going beyond Avengers 4, like this guy is just going to grow into the role of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's got a lot of different kind of life phases he goes through because I was not a DC fan. I was a Spider-Man X-Men fan. When I was growing up in the comic book reading, prime comic book reading years. It's a great Spider-Man. It's mm-hmm. the best Spider-Man I've ever seen.
I think, man, Spider-Man.
And I don't want to take away
Tobey
anything Maguire from Tobey.
Stuff. Yeah, he was good. He was real good for the era. But
he's the Richard Donner Superman.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man. We haven't got Spider-Man, the ultimate version. Like, this is, I guess, Spider-Man, the ultimate version.
Mm-hmm.
What if he didn't have dopey Uncle Ben and he had, like, rock star Uncle Tony as his mentor? As both the devil and angel on his shoulder simultaneously.
Yeah, I wonder what the casting process is like when you go for a Marvel movie, because they nail it every time.
Yeah, they really do.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. was the perfect Iron Man.
And the thing is like, I don't... Some of this stuff, like Robert Downey Jr., there's not a lot of them that roll down the assembly line, but like Chris Hemsworth, I don't think he was the obvious choice for Thor. Chris Evans had already failed in a Marvel series and was not a great hero, and they looked at him and said, you know what, put 30 pounds of muscle on that guy and he's the best Captain Rogers we've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of not so so I guess do I trust I mean it seems very heretical to say once Robert Downey Jr. and Ruffalo and Evans and Hemsworth, you know, shuffle off the Marvel coil and go on to whatever they're doing in the rest of their lives, like, how can Marvel recover? But Marvel made these guys.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They pulled Downey Jr. out of the fucking rubbish bin, paid him $250,000, told him to be fucking good, and he made Iron Man. Like, that's insane. So... Are you ready to get to the spoiler set? Well,
we got
the trailer section.
Start with those trailers.
Did you have, because we saw this in different theaters, did you have a Black Panther trailer?
No. Well, maybe. I did an early bathroom sprint, and
I got back
during the first trailer. So
okay, well,
maybe.
You might have missed the Black, because I was like, wow, why would they have the biggest Marvel movie and not, you know, pimp the other? Because there's two breakout stars from Captain America 3.
Mm-hmm.
One was Spider-Man, and we see what he can do. Second was Black Panther.
Yeah.
Everybody loved Black Panther. Black Panther was fucking cool and rad and regal and awesome, and we wanted to see more of him. Well, we're going to get more of him.
Yep.
There are so many famous people. I think I saw, I know Angela Bassett's in there. I think I saw Danai Gurira.
Okay.
Gurira?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I saw, who was the mechanical Darth Vader man from Rogue One?
Adam Driver?
No, well, yes. That's in a different trailer. No, you know,
Darth
the guy who's always,
guy.
He's huffing from the thing and he dies.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker. Yeah, Forrest Whitaker's in this
Darth
thing.
Vader. Okay.
I don't know who the, like, I think Andy Serkis is the big villain.
Oh, how big is he?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Black Panther.
Okay.
Like, in all the crossover, and this is, you can probably say a lot about culture if you wanted to. And in all the crossovers I ever read as a kid and in a teenager growing up, like, I might have seen 3 or 4 panels worth of Black Panther.
Hmm, okay.
So I don't know anything about his strengths, powers. I love the idea of this, like, secret African nation that's got, like, the stranglehold on vibranium and is, like, 50 years ahead of anybody so far ahead that no one even knows. They're, like, the lost city of gold that was never found.
Yeah, he's got, like, sharp fingers, right?
He's got, like, adamantium fingers, or maybe they're vibranium fingers. I don't know. His fucking suit's bulletproof. He's so, super strong and super fast. It seems pretty cool. And they resurrected the Martin Freeman... Was he the UN baby monitor for the Avengers in Captain America 3? He's deposing Andy Serkis because he's the only one that's seen the nation of Wakanda and lived. I think it looks cool. It looks real cool. And I'm excited to see it. I have no idea when it comes out, but that's probably a first-run bald movie.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the movie that bumps it from the schedule. Did you get a trailer for Logan Lucky?
No.
So this stars Kylo Ren, Magic Mike, and James Bond.
Wait.
Adam Driver.
I have to put that picture together in my head.
It's Adam Driver, Daniel Craig, and Channing Tatum. And Kyle,
what?
And Adam Driver and Channing Tatum are rocking they're two brothers, and they're rocking the hillbilly accent. Do you know Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Uh-huh.
Do you know the two idiot brothers that George Clooney escapes with? They sound like that.
Okay.
And they've got the idea that they're going to rob it might be Talladega, some big motor speedway that uses a series of, like, those bank vacuum tubes to move their money back and forth.
Okay.
And they hire Daniel Craig, who's also affecting a very... poor white Southern accent this bomb retrieval expert that they break out of jail to do this heist.
Is it a comedy?
It looks like it's did Soderbergh make the Ocean's 11? Because it claims to be directed by the director of Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. I thought that was Soderbergh.
You might be right.
So it feels like a Southern fried Ocean's 11.
Okay.
It's just a caper movie. It's got tons of famous people in it.
Yeah.
And it looks like fun, but maybe not for me. Maybe not
all
for
right.
me.
Don't know if that's a first run movie, but
no, I don't think so. I got another. I think it's the same trailer for Dark Tower.
Yeah.
I just want to say that, like, because I brought my son to Spider-Man, and like all the stuff that I thought was cheesy about the Dark Tower, the gunplay and the reloading, my son just thought was the most awesome thing ever.
All right,
there you go.
It was the first time my girlfriend had seen it too, and she, at the end of it, she said,
because she's a big Dark Tower fan.
She
right?
is. She's read all the books. I don't know if the was a good or a bad
Right.
But it was, I guess, not exactly what she was expecting from a Dark Tower movie.
Well, and again, it's Dark Tower fan fiction, mm-hmm. is what I've heard it described as. The other trailer that was new was Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
I didn't get any of these, man. I got an entire slew.
Okay,
cool. I got one Verizon commercial short tonight of seeing the entire cast of Silicon Valley.
All right. All right. nice. Yeah. Because we got. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
So this the conceit of this Jumanji is it's a like late 80s video game cartridge.
Okay. Yeah. You were talking about this on our road trip.
These high school kids find and they decide, and you have to select a character. There's four characters, and then they get sucked in, and then all the kids turn into an alter ego. Like there's The Rock is one of them. Kevin Hart is this other guy. There's this really hot high school girl who transforms into Jack Black.
Oh, God.
And then there's another girl that transforms into some redhead that I know it's like an Amy Adams type, but a little bit, I don't know. I don't know how to describe her without objectifying her. She's a younger, more athletic and hot version of Amy Adams, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. And it looks, I mean, it's aimed solidly. It's a family film. But it looks like it might have enough though. Like it's not going to have the adults running, screaming from the room. Cause I thought,
man,
we just watched the original Jumanji last Christmas break with Jack, and it was, it's fun. And it had surprising depth too. Like mm-hmm. I had a lot to say about, you know, like, being bullied as a kid and like abuse and trauma and like crazy family shit. Like it was a heavier film than I remembered it.
I don't know, man. The thing I'm hearing from this is that The Rock is wasting more of his prime time doing family comedies.
You're right. Indefensible.
He should be kicking ass.
I don't
know. Not getting sucked into video games.
Right. That's a move that you make when you can't do the other stuff anymore.
When you're ready for Kindergarten Cop,
it'll
you
be
need
there.
To be like 50.
Turbo Man
yeah.
will be there.
Those roles will
the last
happen
action
to you,
hero will
whether
be
you
there.
Want them to or not. Maybe.
Right. You don't need to go looking for them.
No.
They will find you.
They will.
At your darkest moment. It will be there. All right.
So what
trailers did you get?
I got the Emoji Movie.
Oh my yeah. God! Does it look like a hot fucking mess?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's I don't know. I mean, it's fine for kids. Whatever. They're all the emojis look essentially the same.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the big joke there is, oh, life is much better when you're not experiencing just one emotion all the time or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. And they have the high five symbol. And TJ Miller is like the main guy
is he the
there.
The poop emoji?
No. He should be, but he's not. He's like one of the main like smiley face or something.
Okay, so he's just smiley face?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a pretty generic looking yellow face.
Well, he left Silicon Valley to pursue the next funny thing, which is the Emoji Movie. We'll
guess
see.
So. And then we got also the Ninjago Lego Movie preview. I guess they thought this was like 5-year-olds were attending this.
There's a lot of kids in my audience.
Yeah. It was mostly adults at mine, I think.
Yes.
But I'm at like
night. It's not
one of those
night,
dinner movie theater type things.
Right.
So.
Huh. That's even a more curious decision. So you just had all cartoons, huh?
Yeah, it was real strange.
No Black Panther. Crazy.
But that Ninjago movie has Kumail Nanjiani in it.
Right.
As one of the heroes, I guess.
Yeah. As one of the Ninjagos.
Yeah. And then we got the Kingsmen Golden Circle or whatever again.
Yep. I got that one too.
Got the Dark Tower. I'm trying to think of any others. I think that was about it. Nothing really new aside from those first two cartoony movies.
Okay. So
the Ninjago Lego movie actually looks really, really entertaining.
Well, all of
I know they've been really good.
Right. Like, did you see the Lego
I
movie?
I still haven't seen it.
Okay.
I want to, but
I saw that and I saw Lego Batman, which was mm-hmm. also really, really good.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not surprising. It's, as long as they continue to make smart choices about who directs and writes these things, then there's no reason why the franchise can't, you know, like continue to be awesome, which is a very Lego movie thing to do. Are we ready to get spoilery?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, unfortunately, we got to tell everybody who's not a club member to take off because we're Tony Stark and we're here to take your suit back.
That's a spoiler.
It's not. It was in the trailer.
Oh, it was in the trailer. Okay.
If you want more semi spoilers like that and full edit spoilers, you got to join the club. club.baldmove.com. You can join tonight. Get a free 30-day trial. Test drive your suit. Take the training wheels off. See if it's good. And enjoy more premium content like our spoiler-filled reviews of these comic book movies. Let's get to it.